to Ulrich John as a tight end.
Yeah, yeah. We did a nice job last week in our 13 OT package.
In all seriousness, I mean, you've got two guys that can get in there and certainly are willing and able to block. But is that kind of where you're at right now? That if you need a little help, you gotta go.
Well, I think it's more just matchup when you want to get three tight ends on the field. You know, for creating extra gaps on defense. That's really the only, because obviously when you have two, to create the extra gap, which it gives you in the run game, is the reason for that.
So what's it like to have just a couple guys in a room? Is it good because you're getting a lot of one-on-one time? Is that the upside of this? Or I guess it's pretty unusual to have one coach and two players and that's it.
Yeah, then, we obviously got Manuel on the practice squad. But, no, I mean, typically other places I've been has been four in the room, generally it's going to be four or five. Here we got three, which I've been in places where there's been three. So that's I don't think it's uncommon. I mean, certainly depending on where you're at with the roster and the team, and that's what the circumstance dictate.
Are they being shorter?
No. Same amount of material to cover.
What do you think of what you've gotten from Rich these last several weeks as his role has expanded?
Well, I mean, I think with Rich, I mean, he's a guy that's played. He started, him and Lance. So I don't think if you ask them it's any different. I mean, these guys have played and played in big games and have started and has been productive in this league. So for them, it's just business as usual. Obviously, when you get into two tight end packages, when there's two guys, it's one of the two is going to be in the game if there's a tight end in the game. Then if you go two tight ends, they're both in the game. So, the play time's obviously going to go up for both of them.
Do